But we've come up with some dollars for CHI Health at Home. And some of you are probably thinking as we were listening, you're going, CHI, isn't that the hospital? And the answer to that is yes. And some folks from CHI Health, the hospital here, is
Denise Thompson, marketing. And Christy Kemmer.
I'm the radiology manager there.
All right. So Denise and Krista.
Christy.
All right. Now, you actually, CHI Health at Home is an extension of you guys. Is it part of CHI?
Yep. We're all one CHI. They are part of us, and they're the extension of what we do for our patients here at the hospital, those that need further care, and hospice is there to help out.
Yeah. And I guess, as Suzanne was saying, people are, I mean, used to, what was it, you're having a baby a number of years ago. You're in the hospital for 5 days or a week or more, and now you're, boy, you're going home like the same
day.
Yeah.
Yep, same day, yeah.
Yeah, there's a, so things are much different now, and there are a lot of regulations, stipulations that everybody has to know exactly what is the appropriate thing to do.
Correct. Yep, and they're all here to help out and make things work.
And the CHI Health at Home says they need you.
Right, and we need them.
Yeah.
So,
so how does that synergistically work?
Well, if we have a patient, say they're life-ending or need the respite-type care, hospice is there to help out along with home care. You have a surgery, might need more at home, more help at home. They're there to help out with that for the patients also.
Yeah, and just make sure everything is done well.
Well, right? Yes, that's
And you make sure it's done right.
Yes,
no,
that's right.
Okay. Well, Christy, radiology, that's something that can't happen at home, can it?
Right. Healthcare today is actually going back to trying to get the patient well so they don't have to be going into the hospital. So we do a lot of outpatient services, mm-hmm. and it's getting busier all the time. And our money that we're trying to raise for Go Matchy Matchy for our day today is going towards new radiology equipment. And that will help us do more patients faster, easier, better quality, and will be easier on the patients with moving them less. Just a win-win for everybody. So that's what we're trying to finish off. The dollars needed through other grants and money raised through other...
through our gala and so forth. Lots of different fundraising
opportunities to get that equipment. So
you mean you can't go to Walmart and buy new radiology equipment?
Not yet.
What is? I know some of this stuff is really pricey. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. We started out back in like June or July. Started raising for this project, and our top dollar was $72,000 that we needed to raise for that. And that to get phase one started, we needed $54,000, which we accomplished after our gala. And then we started working on phase two, with some great donations. And along with today, we'll be able to hopefully finish up that $72,000 project and get it going and make it best for our patients, which we strive to do is make the best for our patients.
Yeah, and what exactly are you doing? What type of equipment and what's happening?
It is for the X-ray machine and the portable machine. And what it does, instead of using a cassette and taking it to a reader to see that image, it just does it wirelessly now. So you don't need to move the patient as much for a cassette going in and out for every picture or exam. It's faster. It's only 8 seconds per image to see it. So in the emergency room, the doctor can see that image on that monitor right by that patient in 8 seconds rather than about 4 minutes from now. The old way. We had to go to another room to process it, have them come to us to look at it.
Sure. And that's the way it was done. Everybody did that. But how long has that been the latest technology?
It's been out there quite a few years. And the smaller hospitals do take a long time to get the funds to get there. So this has been on my dream list for quite a few years, and we're just really excited that it's happening,
absolutely,
that we're getting it in the X-ray room, and the second phase right now will get us into the emergency room.
Yeah, that's great. And about how many X-rays do you do in the Lisbon Hospital?
We do about 500 a month, so whatever that equals.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And most of the rooms are always full like they always are? Or
Sometimes yesterday, yes. Sometimes there's quiet times too, but we're ready and available for outpatients, walk-in, emergency room all the time, scheduled studies. We have special departments that do take scheduled appointments.
Okay,
correct.
Yeah. Now full moon doesn't have anything to do with it, right?
Yes, I mean, it does.
Yes, it does. Really?
Yes,
and we
do not eat pizza when Dr. Rudy is on. That is a rule.
Rule.
Because otherwise the emergency room goes crazy. So
he makes sure he catches us too. If it gets crazy, he'll come out and ask, did you eat pizza today?
and for the folks listening, why is that?
It's just one of your suspitions. Something, it's just a jinx there somewhere along the
way. Something's going to happen, and we are going to be slammed with just everybody needing our services all at the same time.
Right? Well, most of those, whether it's folklore or Dr. Rudy's intuition. It's based on experience and fact.
It is. Yes, it is. Yep.
So like a lot of people joke about the full moon and the hospitals, the emergency rooms. You're jumped right in. It's true.
It's very true.
Yeah. Yes. All right. Well, we want everybody to get involved, CHI Health.
Yep. CHI Lisbon Health. Yep. Go out there. Same way. Go to givinghearts.org or impactgiveback.org. And I'm also in the front office of the hospital. If they want to just stop by and drop off a check, we'll be glad to take that for them today. So
it's rural health care is what we're talking about.
Yes, it is.
In Lisbon, North Dakota. So, all right. Thank you very much. Great to meet you, ladies.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for the work you do.
Thanks.
Thanks for making Lisbon a better place, because a lot of my family have been in there.
Yes,
so
they have.
I thank you.
Thank you.
You bet.